2. It's good to be open. Arriving in Jerusalem with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold, and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. 1 Kings 10:2. Sheba's hands were open, ready to pour out her store of riches. Her mind was open as well, eager to pour out her riddles and sayings. But when the salt sea came into view, what Sheba probably opened was her cosmetic case. Though she had much more to offer than her appearance, the Queen of the South needed to look her royal best before meeting Solomon the Wise. What might she have looked like? When I asked 2 veteran missionaries to describe the people of Yemen, they spoke of deeply tanned or olive skin and dark brown, almost black hair, thick and full with loose curls. One scholar described their figures as robust and elegant, their intelligence proportionate to that physical perfection. And the Irish poet Thomas Moore wrote of the women of Yemen, "Beautiful are the maids that glide on summer eve through Yemen's dales." Even with those glowing reports, the biblical account doesn't call her beautiful or treat Sheba as a sex object. On canvas and on screen, she's often painted as a delectable dish. But God's word doesn't go there, so we won't either. What makes Sheba beautiful is the same thing that makes you beautiful. She was created in God's image and for God's pleasure, with God's divine plans stamped on her heart. We have all kinds of lotions and potions to make us more attractive on the outside, but what's inside, our eternal soul, is all that matters to God. Even so, our ancient sisters were all about beautifying the body, often traveling with chests holding 24 or more granite jars full of ointments. Good luck getting that past airport security. Throughout Sheba's long journey, rich salves and unguents were likely rubbed into her skin as protection from the hot desert air. But her spa treatments didn't stop there. For royalty like Sheba, red ochre was ground and mixed with water, then brushed on their lips and cheeks, similar to modern lip gloss and blush. Kohl was applied with a small stick, drawn above.